Okay, contracts today. We're continuing and talking about the UCC and the Battle of Forms. Last time we talked about Princess versus General Electric, and this was a cruise boat. Today we talked about, well, I guess this was technically yesterday. We talked about Brown Machine versus Hercules, and Hercules was in the act of making Cool Whip bottles or containers. And then we talked about Paul Gottlieb & Co. versus Alps Southern Corp. And that is a case about developing fabrics for prosthetic manufactured parts. We'll see how much I get into the facts of these cases, but let's just start about talking about UCC Article 2, Section 207, so that's Section 2207, which governs the conflict between the Battle of Forms, and I believe this is from merchant to merchant. So the purpose of Section 2207 is to determine which form is going to be the governing contract. And we talked about this a bit in Princess yesterday. So going over some of these things, a quotation is a form implying the intent to enter negotiations. Then a responding purchase order would then make an offer. And then finally, an acknowledgement of that purchase order with additional terms is acceptance. When an agreement is not between merchants, Section 2207 is going to apply, and the is not going to apply, and the additional terms in an acknowledgement would just automatically become a part of a contract. However, when there is agreements between merchants, so for example, Brown Machine selling a machine to Hercules, who is going to use this machine to produce products, so they're both merchants. The terms that are included in the acknowledgement can be excluded if they meet one of the following exceptions. And that's one, the offer expressly limits the acceptance to the terms of the offer. So note this is going to be like that purchase order, that second one that came after the negotiations. Two, they're going to materially alter the offer. That means substantively, in some way, changing the nature of the quotation. And then three, that's the notification of objection to the terms that's already been given. So, for example, let's say one party says, I want this box to be blue. And the other party says, I want this box to be red. And the offering party says, no, I don't want the box to be blue. I want it to be red. I mean, I don't want it to be red. I want it to be blue. Let me just restart that because I definitely messed that up. Okay, so offering party says, I want box to be blue. Accepting party says, I want it to be red. Offering party says, no, I don't want it to be red. I want it to be blue. And therefore, it's going to be blue. And if the accepting party says, all right, that's fine, and then sends an acknowledgement, but where it's red and not blue, well, then that would be excluded because it was already previously negotiated and notification that they had objected to it was already provided. So terms automatically go in unless these three things were met. That's the offer limits it, it materially alters the offer, or if there's already previous objection to said term that was being discussed. So you see these things play a role in Brown Machine versus Hercules and Gottlieb versus Alps. I'll go over Brown v. Hercules. What happened here is that Hercules said, we need this machine to make these Cool Whip bottles, these Cool Whip containers. And Brown's like, okay, we have this machine. We'll quote you for this machine. And we'll include in our quotation these terms. And Hercules came back and said, okay, we like your quotation, except there's some terms that we don't agree with. So here's our offer. Here's our purchase order. And these are the terms that we want to be included with this purchase order. acknowledgement of this purchase order can be received via our acknowledgement form. Well, Brown says, okay, we'll send our own acknowledgement form because companies have their own acknowledgements and own purchase order forms, et cetera, et cetera. But Brown acknowledges it with their own form, and their form includes the original terms. So this is an agreement between a merchant to merchant. Therefore, Section 2207 is going to be able to apply from the UCC. How are we going to determine which form constitutes an offer and which form is going to be acceptance of an offer and what is applied? Well, we talked about earlier, the quotation is simply an offer to enter into negotiations. It's an invitation. I shouldn't say offer because that'll just get mixed up. It's an invitation to enter into negotiations. It's not an offer. And the reason for that is because it's quite complex. There are times when a quotation can be an offer, but it's not in this instance because this is an expensive piece of machinery with lots of different specifications that are required. Okay, so Hercules responds with their purchase order, which constitutes an offer because the quotation isn't the offer. That means sequentially, the next piece of form is going to be the offer. And then finally, with the acknowledgement, we're going to see that Section 2207 is going to include those terms, except unless if they meet the requirements here. In the purchase order, it expressly said that these are the only terms that are going to be accepted to. No other terms can be added to this purchase order. And as we see, that was the offer. So this meant the first exception of including those additional terms. And that is that the offer expressly limits acceptance to the terms of the offer. So the additional terms that came in the acknowledgement from Brown is irrelevant. They are excluded. And so any breach or indemnification clause in this case would be excluded because that was not included in the original offer. And that is how that process works using Brown Machine versus Hercules as an example. We see a similar process in Paul Gorilla, but we won't go any further into that today. Thank you for listening to this episode of The Law Schoolers. Before I let you go, there are four things I want to say. The first thing is if you enjoyed these episodes and if you enjoyed the website, I would invite you to go and join Law Schoolers Pro. And you can do that by going to lawschoolers.com/join. It's a way for you to support us, but there's also a lot of features there that I think you will enjoy. Second thing is that nearly all of our episodes are unedited. The only ones that aren't our pre-law materials, and the reason for that is so you can actually see the legal material in its raw form as I'm learning it as well. The third thing is that the information contained in these episodes are specifically only for educational purposes. They're not to be used as legal advice, and with that, the fourth thing is if it is used as legal advice, we are not liable. That is, Law Schoolers is not liable for any legal outcomes. Thank you again for enjoying the show. Have a good one.